with Sean McKiernan. He's the counsellor here on Cavan. Sean, one of the things that you said that I thought was interesting was this, and you didn't really talk expansively about government reform, but you talked about the need to power local initiatives, particularly in education, yes, locally, and not have it devolved down from Dublin.
Well, so speaking very frankly, I think one of the, I personally think one of the challenges for the new government, which is probably going to be my party, so it's going to be a challenge for me now to articulate this, but I think one of the challenges, we have to have real decentralisation. By that I don't mean decentralising whole government departments and putting them into county towns and turning sods and cutting ribbons, etc. Devolve real decision-making power to the most local level, dissolve meaningful multi-annual funds to the local level. And I gave the example in the session of the VEC. We have an extremely successful Cavan Institute, not very far from where we're standing. It's the largest third-level PLC college of its kind outside of Dublin. I think that's a significant asset for this town. If you look at other towns, Dundalk, if you look at Galway City, they thrive and feed off their third-level population, but also the investment that flows from that. So in terms of our assets, I think that's the big thing. And our local VEC has been very responsive to the Quinn crisis. But I have to say, we haven't gotten the acknowledgement from national government and weren't invited onto the task force.
Okay, but I think you had a more substantive point. Right. And that is the capacity of local institutions, local democratically overseen institutions, to make autonomous decisions about local issues.
Yeah, no, that is my core point. I think the VEC is a very good example of that. I think there's much more that county councils can do. And if I speak extremely frankly, I think local elections in this country at the moment are purely popularity contests. And to some extent, the national standing of your party reflects that. I think I would be much more happy as a county councillor, probably if there were fewer of us, probably if you had an executive chairman with real authority who could put a programme to the people and we had oversight over him. And I think I would feel much more comfortable in that type of local election where, you know, and that's not to say we shouldn't be in touch with people and real people and their concerns and the concerns of our communities, but that you're really doing it on policy, not on the basis of personal popularity, and then complaining that the executive and the manager has too much power and that you had no control over his decision, and isn't it a terrible pity you had no control?
The other thing that we were talking about in that session was just there seems to be a kind of a younger, older divide. We talked about youth emigration, but you also seem to be picking up on the doorstep.
Yeah.
A kind of an attitude amongst the older people.
Yeah, well, I'm 30, obviously, and, you know, I very much entered politics with that youthful enthusiasm. But I think, and there's no point in going around canvassing if you're not engaging in very genuine listening and taking on board and absorbing it and distilling it in your own head. And the thing that I found with older people is, older people have great wisdom, and we don't always regard them very much, and we don't always maybe see the value and the contribution they have to make. And I found with a lot of older people, they've seen the cycles, the economic cycles. There's been booms in the country before, there's been busts. And they were making warnings about taking on too much personal debt, about the country taking on too much personal debt, about making unsustainable decisions regarding spending. And I won't say that they were kind of reveling in the fact that they were proven right, but they were proven right. And I think, you know, we need maybe to be more balanced in our approach to life and maybe return to a few more basics in our lifestyle.
Okay.